Write to us with your kudos, corrections, or questions. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. That's what many of you did last week. After hearing a piece by John Kalish, it focused on Lionel Zipran's efforts to preserve the recordings of his grandfather, Naftali Zvi Margolis Abulafia, an Orthodox rabbi who lived on New York's Lower East Side. This is one of the tunes the rabbi sang. Many of you pointed out that the melody bore a striking resemblance to this. That's Dick Dale and his Deltones rendition of the tune Miserloo from 1962, which gained renewed popularity when it was used in Quentin Tarantino's film Pulp Fiction in 1994. Turns out there are many versions of this melody, from klezmer to string quartet to 1950s exotica acts. Pete Seeger sang it in Carnegie Hall, which prompted us to try to find out the origins of this haunting tune. We called artist Yale Strom, adjunct professor of ethnography at New York University, to ask him about it.
I guess the first to put it down to notation, so that often's the one who often claims it. There's a guy, you know, Michaelis Patrinos. He was a Greek gentleman who did it both in Greece in 1930, I believe, recorded it, and then 1931 in New York. That's one of the earliest, if not the earliest recording of the song. Nicholas Rubanes, I believe, in the 40s, he is the one who copyrighted and put his name to it. And often in America, when we have folk music and we know it comes from the folk and we don't know exactly where originally it started, that person gets all the credit and the royalties. So he does. So I believe, I know it's much older than from the 1940s, and it's obviously something from the 19th century, and the rightful composers will never really know. It's Greek, Turkish. I mean, the Greeks will claim it for themselves, and the Turks often say it's theirs. It's definitely from the region where the Greeks and the Turks were, you know, sharing common land. I often say the Thracia area, Thrace, which would be the western part of Turkey today. I mean, the Greeks have been playing it for a long time. It was sort of in the rebetiko fashion. It's a type of slow circle dance. So there were Jewish musicians, East European origin, Ashkenazim, lived in Constantinople, then it was known as, eventually Istanbul, and they would travel up through Bulgaria, up through Romania, Bucharest, Yash, going even into Ukraine, and traveling back and forth, as musicians do, and I'm sure they heard the melody and brought it back. I'm sure they brought back and were influenced by many Greek and Turkish melodies.
So, how did Miserloo find its way from the Middle East into the iconic sound of American surf guitar? Dick Dale's grandparents were born in Lebanon. As a child, he remembers hearing his relatives play Miserloo, which means the Egyptian, on the Middle Eastern lute called the oud.
And I would listen to them play it on the oud while I was playing on the derbaki, the Arabic drum that you hold in your lap. It was actually played dun da dun da dun 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 da dun da dun 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 like that, and it's and the beat is tum ba da tum tum da tum da tum tum da, and they would come out dancing the belly dances, and the men would put money, dollar bills or $20 bills, whatever. Yeah, they would tuck it into their costume, you know, the bras, the veils, and I had relatives that would dance these dances. So I started playing it on the guitar, and I was playing it that way on a single string on that rhythm. And when I came to California and we opened up the, reopened up the Rendezvous Ballroom in Newport Beach, California, which we later filled to the walls within 30 days by going from school to school, showing them what we did. So what happened was I'm standing there going ting-a-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta- looked up at me, and he says, can you play something on a single string? Like, can you play a whole song just playing on a single string? So I said, come back tomorrow night, son. I'll do something. I had no idea what to do. So I went home, and I laid down in bed, and boy, I just about cried myself to sleep because I said, oh, my God, everyone's going to find out that I'm a big fake. And I said to myself, what could I do? And I picked up the guitar, and I started playing the only thing I could think of, Mizzaloo. And I played it at that slow beat. So that night I said, you know, it's too slow. It's not exciting like this kid wants. And so what happens is I started doing it as if I was playing drums. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's a turnaround that you would do on a drum. So I was doing that with the pick. So I just started going faster and faster. I went dun 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 dun, and I was doing that. Then I goes, well, wait a minute, do it faster. Go digga 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 down. So I digga 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 like that. And I went digga digga dun 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 digga digga dun 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 digga 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 dun. And that got the kid all excited, and he went crazy.
And the rest is pop music history. You can hear excerpts from several versions of Mizzaloo on our website, npr.org.